Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks so much for joining us on this Saturday here at News Talk 830-WCCO. Looks like a dusting of snow for these parts. 31 degrees, as you heard, here in the Twin Cities. Heavier snow south and west. Worthington, Laverne, Marshall, Jackson, that part of the state, and into South Dakota. But they aren't going to get dumped on either. And then the sun comes out, and we're going to see a gradual warm-up back up around 40 by midweek into the 40s the end of the week. And now a sneak peek at next Saturday, sunny and 48. So a gradual warm-up. So good news on that front. We got through the snow. We got through the cold. And then we've got a few more cold days in these parts. But then as we head for the end of October and Halloween, looks like things will be a little more tolerable to get chores done, or for that matter, be out and about in the outdoors. And speaking of that, Steve Kearney joins us. SteveKearneyOutdoors.com. Steve-O, how you been this week?
Hey, it's been pretty good, Steve. Good afternoon. It's a little chilly over here in Melby, Minnesota, kind of east of Ashby, ready to hit the duck swamp right now. It's a bit chilly. Things are freezing up. Things really changed last night, I'll tell you. The big freeze hit, and we were breaking ice this morning, but the good news, there's a lot of new birds moving in, so this is the first time this fall that I've actually seen, you know, migratory push of anything, so that's good. I just hope, everything doesn't completely freeze.
Yeah, and Steve, that's one of the things. You get this cold snap, you get weather moving through, and that gets the ducks on the move for sure.
Yeah, and I've also found over the decades that once these smaller bodies of water freeze up and then they reopen, ducks are just, they just don't go in there anymore. So I'm hoping a lot of the medium-sized water that's half, locked up with ice, the other half will stay open. But we'll see. I've been seeing a lot of swans today, trumpeter swans mostly. That's kind of an indication of sort of the tail end of the migration. So something's kind of goofy. There's no reason they should be coming through yet, but same with the coots. Usually coots are down here very early through the western part of Minnesota, not seeing a lot of them. So it's all kind of unusual. But yeah, I'm seeing canvasbacks, ringbills, redheads, buffleheads, a little bit of everything. So, I see the temperatures are going to moderate. That's going to be good, but, it's a beautiful night right here right now. The sun is shining, birds are flying. It's just beautiful, beautiful place to be right now.
Yeah, and from my vantage point, it looks like we're going to get a little clearing here in the cities. Right now it's heavy overcast, but I can see to the north and to the northwest, and it looks like some blue skies on the way. But a little snow overnight, and then as you pointed out, a chilly couple of days, and then a gradual warm-up by the end of the week. And by next weekend, it could be downright comfortable in the outdoors. After you get a cold snap, sunny skies and temps in the 40s to near 50 feels pretty good.
Yeah, that's going to be ideal pheasant hunting, Steve. We got maybe 8-10 inches of snow up here in the northwest, and now the pheasants are starting to emerge, and now we're seeing them, and the numbers are really good. And there's still quite a bit of corn, out in the fields, and I don't think the farmers are going to get at this corn. There's a lot of snow, a lot of wetness, and, you know, they may end up leaving that through the winter. But now with this snow, we're starting to see birds popping up, and the numbers are good. They're definitely up over last year, so very impressed. And that's what I'm going to be spending quite a bit of time here in the next week, especially if things freeze up a little bit more, chase those pheasants. And there's even been birds on public property that I've been seeing, too. So that's the best, the best of that is yet to come.
And let's talk a little boa hunting. You've had some success this autumn. And how about some success out of a ground blind? Good for you.
Yeah, thank you. You know, that's one of the biggest challenges in the outdoors is to try to arrow a deer on a ground blind. And a lot of people ask me, you know, I've tried it and I can't do it. And it's really a challenge because you're eye to eye with these deer. And the one I took on Monday night was 6 yards away from me, very close. And you have to get in that ground blind and you got to get that bottom, the earth, all the leaves, everything scraped completely off right down to the dirt. Because they will hear, just moving your foot, they can hear you. And same with their eyesight is so incredible. And a big mistake people make in ground blinds is they leave the side windows open on these tent-like structures. You can't do that. They will see your movement. You've got to have every window in that closed except your shooting window in the front. Because you've got to have a chance to draw your bow. And if you have side windows open, they will catch that movement. So the problem with ground blinds, Steve, is a lot of things can go wrong and do go wrong. So anytime you can shoot a deer out of a ground blind, any size deer, that's a trophy.
Yeah, good for you. I know you've got spies all over, if you will. What are you hearing out of South Dakota and pheasants? Are you going to head that way at some point between now and the end of the season?
You know, I don't think so, Steve, and mainly because, you know, this COVID thing is really, really going crazy in North Dakota and South Dakota right now. In fact, that's kind of the hotbed in the Midwest right now, and I think I'm just going to back off and stick to the Minnesota thing. I just think it's a wise thing to do, and plus they got a ton of snow out there, too, and cold temperatures, and a lot of their water's freezing up out there right now, so I think we kind of got aced out of a couple of weeks of good waterfowling out there just because of the weather. And if you remember last year at this time, the same thing happened. They got 26 inches of snow right about this time last year. So we kind of got double whammied again.
Yeah, and there was a lot of talk among the pheasant aficionados about, heavy snow coming in. Not as big a deal as when it comes in the spring. That the pheasants about this time of year are a little more resilient with the heavy snows.
Yeah, I think, you know, they really had a really good hatch. You know, the spring situation yep. was no hail. Rainfall was minimal. Everything really clicked for the pheasants. And I'm seeing some young birds, too. I'm seeing some roosters that barely have any red on their face and tiny tails. So that usually means there was a second hatch. So in Minnesota, pheasants, you know, they're not as prolific as the Dakotas, but you got to get them when you can get them. And this is one of those up years. And I'm also seeing grouse, Steve, too. And almost every time I've been in a different bow stand, I've come across grouse. And I want to do a little of that, too. Now that we got snow cover, we'll be able to see them. So that's definitely on the agenda, too.
All right, Steve, you've been out in the woods a lot. You've had success with the bow and arrow taking deer. What can the firearms deer hunters expect? Because that's coming up in a hurry.
Oh, yeah, that's, you know, a week, 10 days away. And, you know, I think, Steve, it's going to depend on the weather a lot. You know, I'm glad it's going to moderate into the 40s, and that, you know, should help the snow melt a little bit. And I think it's going to be a matter of, you know, can people get to where they want to go? If we get another dump of snow, that could have an impact on them being able to get to their stands. You know, true, you'll be able to track deer better in the snow, but it's all going to boil down to that, you know, temperature Wednesday, Thursday, Friday before the firearms opener, I think will determine the success. And also the standing corn, you know, parts of Minnesota, those deer are going to be in the standing corn and they're not going to be in the woods when the shooting starts. So you better hope that Farmer Joe's got his corn down around you because that'll make a big difference.
Now we got to talk about the anglers, cold weather, water freezing up, but I would expect some anglers to be out if we get these temps into the 40s to near 50 next weekend. There's going to be some boats on open water, I can bet you.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it just broke my heart when I saw these temperatures coming in. And, you know, a lot of the accesses now, they've even pulled all the docks off. So
right.
You're basically got to put in, you know, on your own. But, yeah, if we can get 2-3 days in the 40s, that's very doable. I really don't want the season to end quite yet. I really don't.
Yeah, and then, of course, the frozen water fishing, the ice fishing will get started before we know it, Steve. And I know you're always a big fan of that. All right, Steve, good luck in the outdoors. Always good to visit with you, and we'll talk to you in a week.
Hey, sounds great, Steve. Have a great rest of your weekend.
All right, there he is, Steve Kearney, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. Joins us on Saturdays and Sundays, sports schedules permitting, etc. But as of late, it's been good enough to check in Saturdays at 4:10.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.